just a simple thought with you this evening before we leave. If you'd stand and honor the reading of the Word of God found in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 10, verse number 25. Brother J.C., would you pray and ask God's blessings on the Word tonight, preacher? Yes. Oh, Lord. Help me. Yes. Help us. Amen and amen. Hebrews 10, verse number 25. The Bible says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Thank you for standing tonight, of honoring the reading of the Word of God. I want to preach on tonight the seven ups of the Bible. The seven ups of the Bible. You say, preacher, I don't like that. I like Dr. Pepper. Well, all tonight you're getting a seven up. Amen. This ain't Burger King. You don't get it your way here. God's got some seven ups that we need to be introduced to tonight. First of all, we need to be showing up. I like it, don't you? Need to be showing up. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but the more as you see the day approaching. What kind of day? The last day. Jesus has come. He said you ought not be calling off church. You ought to be having more church. A lot of you, just a little church, will go a long way for you, but I need a bunch of church. I don't know about y'all, but I tell you, I love getting around God's people. First of all, we need to show up with anticipation. Can I tell you, God can do anything tonight. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. I think a lot of times the devil soft soaps this thing of salvation. He soft soaps this thing of God being almighty. God can do anything. And we ought to show up with great anticipation. We ought to not say, oh no, we got to go to church. We ought to say, praise God, when we getting to go to church. Amen. Boy, I remember Peter, James, and John, they went up at the beautiful gate. There was a beggar set outside. Somebody had set him down there. And the Bible said he was expecting something of them. I wish we could get like them, come to the house of God expecting God to do something. We ought to come with great anticipation. Then we ought to come because of affiliation. We are a member of the blood-washed band. And you are who you hang with. If you lay with dogs, you're going to catch fleas. And tonight we are affiliated with the called-out ones being the church. We're not of the world. He said, come out from among them and be you separate. And so we ought to come showing up with affiliation. This is where we're like-minded. Where we have like faith. You know, the Bible said that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Certainly we need to be hearing the Word of God that our faith may increase the more and the more. You that are raising children, you need more faith tonight. We that are in a marriage in the last days, we need more faith. We need more help. We need more security. Thank God we've got a good place we can show up tonight. We need to show up with anticipation, with affiliation, but we also ought to show up with appreciation. I can remember when I used to have to go to church in a storefront building. I thank God tonight that we have a nice place to go to church, and we ought to appreciate what God has given us materially. Then secondly, we ought to appreciate what God has done for us spiritually. He only saved you and got you out of hell. That's all He done. And so I think sometimes we ought to raise our little Baptist hands toward Him and say, thank you, Jesus, for saving something like me. I can realize why He saved you, but for the life of me, I don't know why He loved me the way He loved me. Boy, we ought to show up with appreciation, thanking God for what He's done. Look around here what God's done. Man, sometimes you got to shake yourself and realize it's not a dream. This is reality. God has been good to us. I've not missed a meal last week. I thank God for it. I didn't have to ride a mule and buggy down here tonight. Oh, God has been so good. We ought to come in appreciation. Then we ought to come with application. We ought to come to apply what we get to our lives. Boy, if we would just apply preaching, it'd help us down the road. So we need to find ourselves showing up. And then in 2 Timothy chapter number 1, we need to find ourselves being stirring up. 2 Timothy chapter number 1. And we'll read in verse number 1 of 2 Timothy, chapter number 1 and verse 1. Not only showing up, but oh, how we need stirring up. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. He said, I thank God whom I serve for my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, it does matter who you raised by. And I am persuaded that in thee also, here it is, wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Boy, we need to be stirred up. In this comatose day of this Laodicean church age, where we're neither cold nor hot, we have need of nothing. But yet Jesus said, you're poor, blind, wretched, and miserable. Can I tell you, the spirit of complacency has killed a lot more churches than sin has. Complacency is bad. Complacency comes to your house and my house. And Paul says we ought to be stirred up with the gifts that God has put in us. Boy, I love it when those saints of God stand up and testify. It stirs my gifts up. When I see you saying amen, it stirs my gifts up. Some of you henpecked men won't shout amen. Maybe your wife will say amen. I can tell you this, we ought to stir each other up. It's like stirring a fire. Hey, hey, the fire will go out if you don't stir it up. Oh, God, help us to stir the fires once again at Liberty Baptist Church. We need to be stirred up tonight. We ought to be stirred up about sin. Sin is wicked. And every time that temptation comes, it's a visitation from sin. Sin will take you further than you thought you'd ever go with it. It'll cost you more than you thought you'd ever pay. And it'll keep you longer than you thought you'd ever stay. Sin is wicked tonight. Sin is not your friend. Sin is fun for a season. But the wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. Boy, it didn't take me long to figure out that people just wanted what I had. Long as I had plenty of weed, long as I had a boat full of gas, I had plenty of buddies. But when I got saved, got right with God, then I found out who my friends were. We need to be stirred up about sin. Then we need to be stirred up about Satan. I'll be glad when I get under the glory land and I get to see him as a barbecue devil, glory to God. I'm so tired of the devil. The devil's a depressing bird. He's a lying bird. Hey, he's the father of lies tonight. And he wants your soul to put you in hell. Well, get stirred up about Satan tonight. He's attacked our church. He attacks our home. He attacks our lives. Thank God, Brother J.C., when I get yonder in glory land, no more devil, glory to God. No more broken homes. Hey, hey, no more discarded babies. Thank God, we going yonder to glory land world. We ought to get stirred up about Satan. He ain't your friend. He's not my friend, and he's a liar. What he's telling you tonight. Oh God, stir us up. We ought to be stirred up about sin. We ought to be stirred up about Satan. We ought to be stirred up about the Savior. Boy, he's done. Woo! Hallelujah! What a Savior. Boy, he's done a lot for me. I ought to be in hell tonight. If it wasn't for the grace of God, I'd be in hell. Made it out of car wrecks. It wasn't accident, it's providence. Guns go off unexpectedly and nearly blow my brains out. But God spared me by His grace and His mercy. And I thank God that I ought to be in hell, but I'm headed to heaven tonight. He's worthy of our praise. And ain't no sense in you seeing me at the service saying I need to hush. You need to go find you a quiet church. I'm going to tell you tonight, friend. Oh, he's worthy of our praise. We ought to be stirred up about Satan. Oh my, tonight. We need stirred up about our service. If we're going to do something for God, we better be a getting it done. Man, I done blinked and I'm done over halfway to 100. I thought I'd never get my bicycle, then thought I'd never get my driver's license. But now tonight, I'm a grandpa, but saved by the grace of God. If I'm going to do anything for him, I better get busy. The clock don't stop for nobody. We ought to get stirred up about our service. God's given you gifts to do for him. You ought to magnify him and worship him. You say, preacher, I want a job. There's plenty to do. Amen. Where I got changed up there tonight, some reason somebody's been upstairs and let them stairs down, and it looks like it snowed up there with insulation. There's always a job for somebody to do. Nobody wants a job. They just want the payday. Boy, the seven ups of the Bible. We need to be showing up. We need to be stirred up. Ephesians 6 and 12. We need to be standing up. Boy, Ephesians 6 and 12. You know, if you don't stand for something, you'll just follow for anything. Ephesians 6, verse number 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Now, I read in the first verse, remember about showing up, as the more as you see the day approaching, look what this is saying, that ye may be able to just withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Boy, it's an evil day. Did you notice when Tebow announced himself as being a Christian, that big professional athlete. None of the reporters wanted to write about that. But when old boy come out this week and promoted his homosexual lifestyle, which is an abomination before God, the reporter said, "Tell me more!" Tell me more! He ain't your hero, boys! Get you a man with a Bible! It's an abomination before God. It's a sin like drunkenness. Like whoremongering. It's a sin that's an abomination in the eyes of our God. And mama and daddies, let me tell you, this world's trying to lead your young'uns in that kind of lifestyle. He said that you may stand, just withstand in the evil day. And it's on us. Brother Dwayne, how many babies murdered in our country? 55 million. Boy, ain't it amazing that I seen a woman, one of these pet activists, put a little old scrawny dog on the TV talking about poor old dog. Said, if you know anybody abusing a dog, call this number. I'll hurt your feelings. But they ain't said nothing about them babies that ain't got a choice about the situation. We live in a day and hour. Save the whales. Kill the babies. We're out of balance. This world's gone crazy. There's a man in this church. Went on jury duty. Seen a man not far from my house. Took a cat. Throwed him across the yard. I forget how many weeks of service that they made him serve. Cut this off. Have you got me off now? I got grandbabies to raise. I got a wife to be married to 33 more years. We're going for 66, praise God. Coming in here on a cane. My God, I'm nearly on that tonight at 52. I went to the doctor Friday. They put a light down me. Give me news. I know Brother David done diagnosed it. Give me this big name. And then he said he got an ulcer on it. Somebody said, you got an ulcer. I said, I'm a Baptist preacher, ain't I? My Lord, for this rodeo's over, I probably won't have a gallbladder. Boy, we need to be standing up, don't we? Well, look what he says. Wherefore, taking to you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the evil day, having done all to stand, and stand therefore. Hey, mom and daddies, it ain't no time to run now. You ought to stand for your young'uns. We need to stand for this blessed book. There's no errors in this book. Don't you never even think, if I ain't thought you had one inkling about getting me to change out of this precious King James Bible, I'd pop your jaws for the glory of God. You need your jaws popped. This Bible will do to live by and it'll do to die by. There's some things I won't take standing down. We need to stand for this book. We need to stand for the blood. The water don't save you. The blood does. There's one way to heaven. Friend, you miss it. Hell's going to be your home. Stand for the book. Stand for the blood. Stand for the blessed hope. There's a heaven to gain. And a hell to shun. Boy, that blessed hope's in me. Matter of fact, that's not wishing. That's expecting. Boy, I'm glad it lives in me tonight. Well, some of you done scared. They's a showing up. They's a stirring up. They's a standing up. In Ephesians 4, some of y'all get this. There needs to be a growing up. Ephesians 4. I'd heard about this message somewhere. And I was laying in the bed this evening trying to get some rest. And the Holy Ghost began to run these thoughts through my heart. I run to my study and pinned them down. Made me a good sermon out of it tonight. Maybe to make you good and mad and stir you up. Ephesians chapter number 4. Verse number 11. And he gave some, not many, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors and teachers. Why? To get you to grow up. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, for the building of the body of Christ. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God to a perfect man, to the measure, the stature, the fullness of Christ. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind by doctrine, by the sleight of men, cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, that may grow up into Him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together, compacted, that every joint supplieth according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase the body to edify itself in love. What's all that talking about, preacher? Growing up. Why to grow up into Him? Boy, just be exactly like Him. I'm going to tell you, if you want you a good pattern, put your eyes on Him. Boy, a lot of times men have let us down. Ladies have let us down. But I sure am glad Jesus has never let us down. Let me tell you why. We need to grow up. Need to quit pouting because we don't get our way. Somebody say amen. God knows what we need. Just trust Him. It'll work out. We need to grow up. Matter of fact, if we're growing up, it means we've outgrown some things. When I first got married, I can't wear those breeches tonight. Y'all laugh, you can't either. Amen. Some of you got out of the army about 170 pounds. Now you look like a wilder beast. Or water buffalo. In other words, they ain't knocking on your door for a snapshot in the Esquire magazine. Because I've grown up, can't use some things that I used to use. And I've grown out of some things. God help us to grow up. God help us to be concerned for sinners. Get the focus off us and get it on them and Him. Oh, Lord, we need to stand up. We need to grow up. 1 Peter 1:13, there needs to be a girding up. 1 Peter 1. I wish every sermon was fun as this one. 1 Peter 1:13. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober. Hope to the end, for the grace is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts and your ignorance. But as He which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation or lifestyle. Gird up the loins of your mind. What's He talking about? Well, here they were discussing their garments in this culture was the oriental robes. They would tie them up, but they were loose and flowing in a race. Paul talked about girding up, that we may run the race and run it well. But here, Peter's writing, he said, that we may gird up the loins of our mind. Don't let it go places. I don't know about you, but my mind runs crazy with me. I mean, I can walk in the church, my mind goes there and there and over yonder. Peter's writing said we ought to gird our mind up. And I tell you where we need to gird it up to. Look, if you would, tonight in Philippians chapter number 4 and verse number 8. Philippians chapter number 4 and verse number 8. Boy, our mind runs wild with us. He's talking about girding it up, tying it up. The loose flowing things in our life. Once we've got saved, God never did save our mind. It plays rewind. In Philippians 4 and verse number 8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, things that are pure, that are lovely, that are a good report, there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. those things which ye both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. You know, I'm not playing down any type of physical ailments that comes against us mentally. But I guarantee you one thing, this right here would cure a lot of us tonight. If we'd think on these things. Quit thinking about the what ifs and what if that happens. I found out about 99% of things that I think about never come to pass anyway. Boy, I send myself and my mind whirling. How much better could I be using it devoted in the Word of God trying to feed you instead of my mind running crazy on me? Think on these things, things that are true, that are honest, that are lovely, that are praise. Think on these things. The God of peace shall help you. I'm glad He is a God of peace. There's a growing up. There's a girding up. And then number six, there's a laying up. 1 Timothy chapter number 6. Boy, I love Paul's writing. 1 Timothy chapter number 6 and verse number 7. First Timothy 6. Let's look in verse number 17. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches. Let me help you right there. I've seen the time when I had a stack of money that tall. One phone call got every bit of it. What are you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about uncertain riches. That property you think you've got, phone call can get it all. He says, trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. That they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. A laying up. Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 4, he said in verse number 7, he said, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth, here's the word, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord the righteous judge shall give me that day, not to me only, but in all them that also that love His appearing. Do thou diligence to come shortly unto me, for Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world. Depart to Thessalonica, Cretius to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he's profitable to me for the ministry. I've read this before. I think it's one of the best phrases that I've ever heard. A man died and he went to heaven. A man come by and asked him, he said, have you learned anything since you've been here? He said, yes. He said, I've learned a lot since I've been here. He said, I've learned three main things that I've been here. He said, I learned, first of all, what I spent, I lost. What I saved, I left. But what I gave, I have. A lot of you is going to have a lot laid up for you. Some of you is going to have nothing. But I'm going to tell you, you can lay up treasures for yourselves tonight where thieves can't break through and steal, where rust doth not corrupt, laying them up at Jesus' feet. He said there will be a crown laid up for you, the crown of righteousness. And look what He says, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me that day, and not to me only, but at all them also that love His appearing. What you got tonight? You see, the seven ups of the Bible. There's a showing up. Boy, how we need to be dedicated. How we need to be stable in these last days. Our children and grandchildren are counting on us. There needs to be a stirring up. We need to be stirred up and get out of this lazy-daedical attitude that we've got. Man, we're just so satisfied. We need to be stirred up. We need to be standing up. We need to be growing up. We need to be girding up. We need to be laying up. But lastly, Philippians chapter number 3, verse 17, we need to be looking up. Jesus is coming. What a day that would be if He would just come on in here this evening. Boy, wouldn't that be a blessing? Right now, I'd get to go up with all my church family. Get to go up with my young'uns and my grandbabies and my wife. It wouldn't get no better than that, would it? Philippians 3, verse 17, I'm looking up. Paul says this. Paul says, brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as you have us for example. For many walk, of whom I've told you often, now tell you of even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is the destruction, whose God is their belly, whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, or our citizenship, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto His glorious body, according to the working whereby He is able even to subdue all things unto Him. Hebrews 12, last place to go tonight. Hebrews 12, verse number 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Oh, children, we need to be looking up. Jesus is coming. It won't be long. All things are pointing for His soon arrival. And He's coming. He's going to take His church out of this world. And all those that's been saved and buried that are in Christ Jesus, for to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, they're going to get up out of these graveyards first. Then we which are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. What a day, what a day, what a day. You know, there was a man in this church that sent me a verse this week. And it's found in 1 Corinthians 15:58. This is all he texted me, and I'm going to read it tonight. Then I'm done. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Father, we love You tonight. We thank You for Calvary. We thank You for what You've done for us today in this place. Thank You for these that You've saved. God, they've come to You tonight to be baptized. God, not washing away their sin, but Lord, giving this world a testimony that they have went down as You have into the grave, and they've been raised in the likeness of You. Help us now. Help these little ones. Grow them in the faith. Help our church to stand in these last days. Protect us, I pray. Add to us as You see fit. Oh, God, I pray that You'd keep the wolves out of this place. Oh, God, I pray that You'd bind Satan. Oh, help us in these last days here to glorify and magnify Your dear Son. And we'll be careful to honor You and thank You for everything. In Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you for being here tonight. You're dismissed. Shake hands and you can leave. Amen.